Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, save more on the brands you trust to deliver on the job. Right now, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a DeWalt 10-inch 20-volt max dual bevel compound miter saw. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Save even more on what you need to keep the job moving. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Bethany sometimes wondered if she had chosen the most difficult career possible. Most weeks were spent chasing work wherever she could find it. One Saturday, she might be filming a wedding. The next, she would be shooting a promotional video for a local business or editing footage for a tourism bureau that wanted people to visit its downtown district. Those jobs kept the mortgage paid and the lights on, but they were never the reason she had started making films. Documentaries were. Whenever she could scrape together enough money and enough free weekends, she would disappear into another project that interested almost no one except herself. Forgotten schools, abandoned train depots, a century-old courthouse that had narrowly escaped demolition. Those were the stories she loved. They rarely earned much beyond a few festival screenings and kind reviews, but she always believed preserving a place's history mattered, even if only a few hundred people ever watched. Lately, though, reality had begun catching up with her. She was approaching 40, equipment wasn't getting any cheaper, and every documentary seemed to cost a little more than the last. More than once, she had caught herself wondering if it was time to stop chasing projects that barely broke even and simply accept that commercial work was going to be her future. Then she thought about the old hospital. The building had fascinated her since she was a little girl. Long before it became a full-service hospital, it had opened as a tuberculosis sanatorium. As medicine advanced, the facility expanded into a regional hospital that cared for Native American families for generations. Bethany's grandmother never spoke much about the building itself, but she often told stories about the people inside it. Relatives had recovered there after serious illnesses. A great uncle had spent months there as a young man. Cousins had been born there. To Bethany, the hospital had always existed less as a building and more as a place woven into her family's history. After it closed, the story slowly disappeared. Every few years, another rumor surfaced that someone planned to renovate the property. But nothing ever happened. The building simply continued to age behind a chain-link fence, slowly surrendering to weather and time. Bethany realized one afternoon that if she waited for someone else to tell its story, it might never be told at all. That was enough to convince her to start another documentary. Seth agreed almost immediately. The two of them had worked together for years, and he understood the kind of films Bethany liked to make. He wasn't interested in flashy camera moves or manufactured drama. He preferred to let places speak for themselves, and the two had developed an easy rhythm that rarely required much discussion once filming began. Marty was different. Only a few years out of film school, he was still trying to build both a resume and a reputation. He handled a second camera, aerial footage, whenever conditions allowed, and had an eye for details that often escaped everyone else. While Bethany focused on interviews and Seth concentrated on the primary shots, Marty always seemed to notice the peeling sign at the end of a hallway or the forgotten photograph tucked into a dusty display case. More than once, those small discoveries had ended up becoming some of the most memorable moments in Bethany's previous films. The budget was modest enough that all three of them kept their expectations realistic. Nobody expected the documentary to make money. If they were lucky, it might find an audience through public television or a regional streaming service. More likely, it would play at a handful of festivals before finding a permanent home in local libraries and historical societies. That was enough for Bethany. Her goal had never been to make the next blockbuster. She simply wanted people to remember a place that had once meant everything to an entire community. Before a single frame inside the hospital was filmed, Bethany spent nearly 3 weeks interviewing people whose lives had been connected to it. She met retired physicians who remembered treating entire families over the course of several decades. One doctor laughed as he recalled delivering babies whose own children would eventually become his patients years later. A former maintenance supervisor described spending winter nights nursing an aging boiler system through snowstorms because there simply wasn't another option. Several retired nurses spread faded photographs across dining room tables, identifying co-workers they hadn't seen in 40 years, and laughing over stories that had somehow survived long after the building itself had fallen silent. The more interviews Bethany conducted, the more she realized the documentary wasn't really about the hospital at all. It was about the people. The building had simply been where their lives intersected. She filled notebook after notebook with names, dates, and memories. By the end of each interview, she always asked the same final question. Is there anything else people should remember about this place? Most answered with another funny story or a favorite memory. But after several interviews, a pattern began to emerge. Someone would hesitate. Another would glance toward the camera before smiling to themselves. Eventually, almost every conversation drifted in the same direction. Not because Bethany asked about ghost stories, because the people she interviewed brought them up on their own. None of them described monsters or demons. None claimed the hospital was cursed. Instead, they spoke matter-of-factly about things they had witnessed during long overnight shifts, footsteps in empty hallways, voices where no one should have been, patients who insisted someone had been standing beside their beds moments before nurses entered the room. No two stories were exactly alike. The only thing everyone agreed on was that the hospital had a reputation, and that sooner or later, almost everyone who worked there came away with a story of their own. Bethany made careful notes, more out of completeness than curiosity. She had no intention of turning the documentary into another television ghost hunt. The history of the hospital was compelling enough on its own, and she wasn't interested in overshadowing decades of service with a handful of unexplained stories. By the time the interviews were finished, she couldn't ignore one simple fact. People who had never met each other, worked there decades apart, and held completely different jobs had all described the same uneasy feeling about the building. On the first Saturday morning of filming, a county employee met the crew at the locked front entrance. After reviewing the areas that were considered unsafe and handing Bethany a temporary ring of keys, he climbed back into his truck and drove away. The three filmmakers stood quietly for a moment, looking up at the weathered brick facade. Then Seth lifted his camera onto his shoulder. Marty grabbed the remaining equipment cases, and Bethany pulled open the heavy front door. For the first time in decades, someone had returned to preserve the hospital's history. None of them realized they were about to become part of it. Bethany had learned long ago that the first day inside any historic building rarely went according to plan. No matter how carefully she organized a shooting schedule, there were always unexpected discoveries that slowed everything down. Sometimes it was an old photograph still hanging on a wall, a forgotten piece of equipment tucked into a storage room, or an architectural detail no one had mentioned during the interviews. Those moments were never setbacks. More often than not, they became the scenes audiences remembered long after the documentary ended. The hospital proved to be no different. Years of neglect had certainly taken their toll, but the building still looked unmistakably like a hospital. Room numbers remained beside nearly every doorway. Faded signs continued pointing towards surgery and radiology, and patient rooms still held curtain tracks, built-in cabinets, and call buttons that no one had bothered to remove after the building closed. Instead of feeling abandoned, the place felt as though an ordinary workday had simply come to an end and everyone had forgotten to come back the next morning. The crew quickly settled into a routine. Bethany moved through the building with copies of old photographs and floor plans, stopping whenever she recognized a location that matched one of the historic images. Seth concentrated on recreating those photographs as accurately as possible. While Marty wandered a little farther away, collecting the small details Bethany loved to use between interviews, handwritten labels inside supply cabinets, faded bulletin boards, old room numbers, and the countless marks left behind by decades of everyday use. As the hours passed, Bethany found herself thinking about the people she had interviewed rather than the building itself. The retired nurses had spoken fondly about impossible workloads and lifelong friendships. A physician remembered delivering babies whose children later became his patients. Even the maintenance supervisor had smiled while describing endless winters spent coaxing an aging boiler system through another season. Their stories had transformed empty hallways into places that still seemed full of life. That was what made the silence feel so unusual. Hospitals were never completely quiet. Even in the middle of the night, there were voices, footsteps, rolling carts, telephones, and doors opening and closing somewhere in the distance. Standing in those same corridors now, the absence of those familiar sounds seemed almost unnatural. By mid-afternoon, they reached one of the oldest patient wings, an area several former employees had remembered with surprising affection. Bethany compared another historic photograph to the hallway in front of her, while Seth carefully framed the same angle with his camera. Marty drifted farther ahead, gathering footage inside several patient rooms before eventually wandering back. Almost as an afterthought, he mentioned hearing something that sounded like a hospital cart rolling somewhere down the corridor. In fact, it was faint enough that he assumed Seth was moving equipment somewhere behind him. Every time he stopped to listen, the sound disappeared. As soon as he started filming again, it seemed to return from somewhere farther down the hallway. Neither Bethany nor Seth had noticed anything unusual. The explanation seemed simple enough. Large buildings echoed in strange ways, and old plumbing, loose pipes, and shifting metal could produce sounds that carried much farther than expected. None of them gave it much thought before returning to work. The rest of the afternoon passed without incident, although each of them caught themselves occasionally looking up after hearing what they thought was someone moving elsewhere in the building. Every time they stopped to listen, the sound disappeared, and every time they checked another hallway, they found only empty rooms and long corridors filled with afternoon sunlight. By early evening, they had gathered more footage than Bethany expected. The documentary was already beginning to take shape in her mind, and she felt confident they had accomplished everything they had hoped to on their first day. They were almost finished loading the truck when Marty realized he had left one of the spare batteries charging near the old nurse's station. He jogged back inside while Bethany organized release forms and Seth secured the remaining equipment. When Marty returned a few minutes later, he wasn't frightened. If anything, he looked confused. He quietly explained that while walking back through the corridor, he had distinctly heard someone say, "Excuse me." The voice hadn't been loud or threatening. It sounded perfectly ordinary. So ordinary that his first instinct had been to step aside for whoever was trying to pass. Only after turning around did he remember he was alone. Bethany didn't dismiss the experience, but she didn't overreact either. She simply opened the notebook she'd been carrying throughout the project and made one more entry. For the first time since production had begun, one of the unexplained stories in her notes belonged to someone on her own crew. Bethany spent the better part of the following week organizing footage instead of thinking about ghost stories. That had always been her favorite part of making documentaries. Filming was exciting, but editing was where the story finally revealed itself. Hours of interviews, photographs, and B-rolls slowly came together until disconnected pieces began forming a single narrative. By the time the crew returned to the hospital for their second weekend, Bethany had already assembled a rough opening sequence built around the memories of former employees. It was exactly the documentary she had hoped to make, a quiet look at a hospital that had served generations of families before slowly fading into history. Marty's experience with the unexplained voice remained in the back of her notebook, but nowhere else. None of them talked about it very much. Marty still believed he had probably misunderstood an ordinary sound that had echoed through the corridor, and both Bethany and Seth agreed there was no reason to turn one unexplained moment into something it probably wasn't. Every old building had strange acoustics, and abandoned hospitals were filled with empty hallways that carried sound in unusual ways. When they returned the following Saturday morning, they picked up exactly where they had left off. The plan for the day was simple enough. Bethany wanted to finish filming the upper floors, record additional footage in several patient wings that matched photographs collected during the interviews, and spend time documenting the smaller details that often disappeared before anyone realized they were important. Old room numbers, worn handrails polished smooth by thousands of hands, faded department signs and handwritten notes inside supply cabinets all helped tell the story of a building that had once been anything but empty. As the morning passed, the hospital became strangely familiar. The uneasy feeling Bethany had noticed during the first visit gradually gave way to routine. They moved from floor to floor with very little conversation, each person settling into the job they knew best. Seth concentrated on carefully composed shots that would anchor the documentary. Marty continued drifting away whenever something caught his attention, and Bethany worked from room to room comparing old photographs with the spaces around her, making notes about where each interview would eventually fit into the finished film. Several times she caught herself smiling. The interviews had changed the way she saw the building. Every hallway reminded her of someone she had spoken with. A retired physician had pointed out where emergency surgeries were once performed during blizzards when no specialists could reach the hospital. A nurse had laughed about decorating one particular hallway every Christmas, while another remembered sitting beside the same window every morning during her lunch break because the sunlight always reached that corner first. Without those conversations, the hospital would have felt abandoned. Because of them, it felt occupied by memories. By early afternoon, they had reached one of the oldest sections of the building, where several former employees had recalled spending most of their careers. Bethany wanted extra footage there because so many interviews referenced that particular hallway. Seth spent several minutes recreating the angle of an old photograph while Marty disappeared into nearby patient rooms, looking for additional detail shots. When he returned, he mentioned almost casually that he had been hearing the same distant rolling sound he had noticed the week before. It reminded him of a hospital cart moving somewhere down the corridor, never loud enough to pinpoint, yet familiar enough that he noticed it every few minutes. Bethany listened for a moment but heard nothing. Seth hadn't noticed it either, and after a brief discussion, they all reached the same conclusion they had before. Empty buildings produced strange echoes. There was little point trying to identify every unexplained noise in a structure that had stood vacant for so many years. The subject faded as quickly as it had surfaced, and they continued filming until late afternoon. It wasn't until several days later, while reviewing footage in Bethany's editing studio, that the project quietly began changing direction. The three of them often watched raw footage together before anyone started making edits. It gave Bethany an opportunity to identify missing shots while Seth checked technical quality, and Marty sorted everything into folders by location. Most of the work was repetitive, requiring more patience than creativity. And hours often passed with little conversation beyond deciding which clips deserved a second look. Near the end of one afternoon, Marty stopped a hallway shot and backed it up several seconds. At first, Bethany couldn't understand what had caught his attention. The corridor looked exactly as she remembered it. He played the clip again, this time slowing it down. Near the far end of the hallway, something crossed briefly from one side to the other before disappearing beyond a doorway. It happened so quickly that Bethany missed it the first time, but once Marty pointed out the movement, it became impossible to ignore. None of them remembered anyone else being inside the building. Bethany immediately checked her production notes. The timestamp placed Seth with her on another floor, recording one of the narration segments they had filmed that afternoon. Marty had been using the second camera alone. The hallway should have been empty. They reviewed the clip several more times, enlarging the image until the picture became little more than blurred pixels. Whatever had crossed the corridor was too distant to identify. It could have been a person. It could have been an unusual combination of light and shadow. The more they enlarged it, the less certain any of them became. Bethany finally closed the file and moved on. There was no reason to include footage they couldn't explain. A few days later, they conducted what was intended to be their final interview, this time with a retired nurse whose career had spanned more than three decades. As the conversation came to an end, Bethany mentioned that the crew had experienced a few odd moments while filming and admitted they had captured one piece of footage they hadn't been able to identify. The nurse watched the clip quietly, without interrupting. When it ended, she asked to see it once more. Her expression never changed, but after watching it again, she commented that the figure reminded her of a supervisor who had worked nights for many years before retiring. She quickly admitted the image was far too unclear to identify anyone with certainty. Yet what struck Bethany wasn't the observation itself. The nurse had never questioned whether someone had been standing in that hallway. She had accepted it as naturally as she had accepted every other unexplained story the hospital had accumulated over the years. The documentary premiered several months later exactly as Bethany had intended. It celebrated the people who had devoted their lives to the hospital, preserved their memories, and documented a building that had quietly served an entire community. The strange incidents experienced during filming were mentioned only briefly near the end, not as proof of anything paranormal, but as one more chapter in the hospital's long history. The mysterious figure never appeared in the finished film. Bethany decided some things were better left unexplained. Long after the documentary was released, viewers continued asking whether the hospital had really been haunted. Bethany never claimed to know the answer. She only knew they had gone there hoping to preserve the history of an old hospital. Somehow, before the project was over, the hospital had quietly added one more story to its own history.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, it's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for hand and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.